Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks again for joining me. Last show's topic was about getting rid of your car loan faster. For some couples, it's a huge debt that eats up a big chunk of their monthly budget. As stressful as it can be, there's another situation that can make car loans even more taxing, when you owe more on the car than what it's worth. Upside-down car loans are worse because they are loans on a depreciating asset. You will continue to lose value even as you make your payments. So what can you do? When you have a car loan that you're trying to get out of, whether it's upside down or not, you have to have all your numbers in front of you. It comes down to basically selling your car or refinancing it to better terms. Why don't we start off with refinancing? This is a long shot because you have to account for the difference between what you owe and what the car is currently worth. Most likely, you're going to need a way to come up with the difference. Perhaps you can go ahead and sell some old stuff. You can maybe get a part-time or temporary job. If you're expecting a tax refund, perhaps you can use that to close the difference. You may also need to get a line of credit. Now that might be something that you can find with a peer-to-peer lender. If you're able to gather that money, call up or visit your local bank or credit union and speak with someone at the branch. Maybe you can see if you can work out a refinance. Selling the car. If at all possible, my advice would be to sell it. If your budget is already stretched, removing this debt as fast as possible can be a huge relief. You of course still have the same problem. What you sell the car for will most likely be less than what you owe. So how do you work with this difference? If you can't earn the difference, you might have to talk to your current loan provider and work out an arrangement where instead of having the car loan, you simply have a smaller loan with them. So what if you do have things in place? How do you sell your car to get the maximum price? Know your car and buyer. Go ahead and picture who will most likely be the person to buy your car. When you put the word out, you want to make sure you highlight the features that matter most to them. Tailor your ad. Do you have a Honda Accord? Make sure to emphasize its reliability and how easy it is to maintain. Do you have a convertible you want to get rid of? Talk up how much fun it is and how fast it can go. Clean your car. You'd be surprised at how some people mess up their chances of getting buyers by not cleaning their cars. When we were selling our old one, I had several people compliment the care I took. Buyers associate clean cars with well-maintained cars. Remember how clean it was when you got it at the dealership? That's your goal. Remove junk, vacuum things up, and detail it if necessary. Make your pictures pop. All the words in the world will only get you so far. Entice potential buyers by taking great pictures of your car. While it doesn't have to be a perfect sunny day, do make sure the sun is out and your car is looking shiny and new. And get some great inside shots as well. Price your car competitively. Yes, it would be absolutely perfect if you could sell the car for what you owe, but it's likely not going to happen. Instead, you're better off putting it out there for a competitive price and having someone snag it sooner rather than later. Remember, it's depreciating. Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds can help you get a quick assessment of what to offer. Advertise it. Use websites like Craigslist, AutoTrader, and Cars.com to get the word out. Let all your friends know on Facebook or Twitter that you're selling your car. They may know someone who would love to buy it. Don't forget to put a for sale sign up in your car. It still works. And of course, you have to sell it. The last part is the one you want to be most careful with. Make sure you follow the terms of your current loan provider for that arrangement you agreed to, and your state DMV. If you have any other suggestions for digging out from an upside-down car loan, please send them in. Leave a comment on the site or tweet me at CMoneyPod. Don't forget to join us next episode when I chat with Jay Money from Budgets Are Sexy as we talk about the realities and finances of having more than one kid. Until then, take care.